This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now let's get started with today's news.
Good morning, happy campers, and I do mean good morning because if you're listening to this in the evening, you've missed the activity I'm about to talk about. So after the news will be the technical and general net, and after the technical and general net will be a Wison activity happening on Harrison Island. That's Harrison Island in the Causeway. So we will be on the eastern side of the island. So if you're heading from Perth, it's turn left into the Causeway car park. And if you're coming from the south, you've got to go up around the roundabout in the CBD and come back. And it's on the left then, because there's a big island in the way and you can't cross the... Anyway, Bob, VK6KW, and myself will be getting down there hopefully before midday. Somewhere between midday and 1 p.m. we'll be setting up the equipment, and Phil VK6DEV will be with us. And any Wison member or anyone interested in Wison or POTA, or just you want to come down and say hi, excellent. We'll be there operating a POTA station on Harrison Island from 1300 to about 1600. But we've got to get ready first, so we'll be down there from around about midday. If you want to drop on down, that's excellent. If you want to see POTA in action, that's excellent. If you want to bring some gear and get yourself au fait with putting it all together in a off-grid location, all the better. 7-3 is from Wison, Western Australia. But wait, there's more! From WAG. The next meeting of WAG is proposed to be a Sunday barbecue. Now, we're thinking either the 9th or the 16th. We'll get back to you next week on that and even perhaps the location. We're thinking south of the river, but it's a bit up in the air at the moment. More details next week, and hopefully we'll have something more to say about VK6RLM. Hopefully, fingers crossed. The WAG Technical and General Net, of course, was this morning. If you're listening to this Sunday night, it'll be next week. But if you're still listening in the morning, 10:30, Channel 3, 6RLM, 146.750. And yeah, we'll discuss. So, think about it. Where would you like to have a barbecue? As a Sunday daylight WAG meeting might also potentially bring up this thought. You might want to bring a folding chair along with you, and if you haven't gone to Blah Blah Warehouse and picked one up recently, check out your folding chair, and if you need to go and get a new one, who knows? After the meeting, you might want to go boating, camping, or even fishing. I'm saying no more. I will just burst out laughing. 7-3s from Mark VK6XLZ. See you next week. Or see you after the net. If you're going to be on Harrison Island with Wison. You don't have to be a member of Wison. You don't have to be active in Wison. You can just come along. Say hi. It's all good. Bye.
Hi, I'm Bob VK6POP. I've had a busy week, including on airtime, and that's great. I've been playing with FreeDV, the amazing digital voice thing that's simply getting better all the time. But enough about that, because I'm writing up a review of FreeDV for the November edition of QTC magazine, and you can read all about it then. Something I've discovered, or rather rediscovered, is that digital modes are full duty cycle, and that impacts on every part of your system, including your antenna, and particularly where there's a balun or an unun involved, you know, something that involves a ferrite core. Whereas the unun that I've been using on my end-fed halfway antenna has done well on single sideband, it breaks down using a digital mode, with a resultant reduction in power radiating from the antenna. The end-fed was only a temporary solution so that I could get on air, with plans to put up a better antenna as soon as I could. Well, you all know how those things go. Meanwhile, I'm putting in some work on the next edition of QTC magazine, which reminds me there is space to advertise your club's forthcoming activities. Just send your PDF, half page or full page, to info@radioamateurs.org and think of a page as A4 with 25mm margins all around. We'd also like to hear about how your activities went. Send your story and photos to info@vkradioamateurs.org. The deadline for the November QTC is the 2nd of November, so you haven't got long. The advantage of electronic magazines is that material can be published as it's submitted rather than having to wait for weeks or even months, as you do with dead tree magazines. Adding extra pages to an electronic magazine is simple, whereas with print magazines, adding more pages adds more cost for paper, layout, printing and postage. So how did JOTA go? I believe there were some good activities running. I eavesdropped on some QSOs and the kids were doing great. I'd happily include your JOTA wrap in QTC, remember? Story, location, setup, photos. Too easy, isn't it? Finally, wearing my News West hat, the contributions from clubs has dropped right off. Remember, folks, it's your news, not mine, not Clinton's. Yes, it's a chore regularly putting in items for the news, but that's how newcomers to the hobby find out what's on. Newcomers to the hobby are hungry to find out where they can fit in and where they can get information to help set up and, of course, to meet like-minded people. So, extractum digitum. Please, I had to be nice about it. I'm Bob VK6POP. 7-3.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I received an email from Frank Kilo 4 Foxtrot Mike Hotel, asking me about an idea I'd worked on some time ago, namely the notion that I might monitor solar flux at home using a software-defined radio. At the time, I was attempting to get some software running on my Pluto SDR and got nowhere fast. Before I continue, a Pluto SDR, or more formally an ADALM Pluto Active Learning Module by Analog Devices, is both a computer and a software-defined radio receiver and transmitter in a cute little blue box. I've talked about this device before. It's an open design, which means that both the software and hardware are documented and available straight from the manufacturer. Out of the box, it covers 325 MHz to 3.8 GHz. You can connect to a Pluto SDR using USB or via the network, wireless or Ethernet, though I will mention that neither of those last two is currently working for me, but more on that later. Encouraged by Frank's email, I set out to explore further and came across a 2019 European GNU Radio Days workshop, which discussed some of the tools that are available for the Pluto SDR, accompanied by two PDF documents walking you through the experience. One comment around why the Pluto SDR uses networking as one of the connectivity options spoke to me. From a usability perspective, networking makes it easier to access the Pluto SDR from a virtual machine, since most of the time that already has network connectivity, whereas USB often requires drivers. As you might recall, network connectivity is one of the many things that I'm trying to achieve with a project that I'm calling Bald Yak, since by the time we're done, there's not going to be much hair left from all the yak shaving. The Bald Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU radio. As a result, I set about trying to actually walk myself through those PDF tutorials and got stuck on the first sentence on the first page, which helpfully states, quote, "the necessary prerequisites have been installed on the local lab machine," end quote. It went on to supply a link to a page with instructions on how to acquire those very same prerequisites. 2 days later, after much trial and error, I can now report that I too have these installed, and because I cannot help myself, I made it into a Docker container and published this on my VK6 FLAB GitHub page. To put it mildly, there's a few moving parts and plenty of gotchas. As an aside, if you think that installing Docker is harder than installing these tools, I have some news for you. Trust me, by a long shot, it's not. Right now, I'm working on writing the documentation that accompanies this project, such that you can actually use it without needing to bang your head against the desk in frustration. Mind you, the documentation part of this is non-trivial. For reasons I don't yet understand, my Pluto does not want to talk to the network directly over either Wi-Fi or Ethernet, and connecting over USB through a virtual machine inside a Docker container is giving me headaches. So right now I'm connected across the network to a Raspberry Pi that's physically connected to the Pluto. As a result, I can now use the tools inside my Docker container connected to the Pluto through the Pi, and if you're curious, IIOD is the tool to make that happen. More documentation. At this point, you might well ask, why bother? This is a fair question. Let me see if I can give you an answer that will satisfy. Monitoring solar flux typically occurs at 2.8 GHz, which is outside the range of RTL SDR dongles, which top out at about 1.7 GHz. For the Pluto SDR, however, it's almost perfectly within the standard frequency range. One of the tools that is introduced by the talk is an application called IIO Scope, which, as the name suggests, is an oscilloscope for IIO, or industrial IO devices, of which the Pluto SDR is one. As an aside, the accelerometer in your laptop, the battery voltage, the CPU temperatures, fans, and plenty of others are all IIO devices that you can look at with various tools. So, once I finish the tutorials, I suspect that I will understand a little better how some of the various parts of the Pluto SDR hang together, and I can set it up to monitor 2.8 GHz. Of course, that's only step one. The next step is to make a Raspberry Pi record the power levels over time. Better still, record it on the Pluto SDR itself, and see if we can actually notice any change, without requiring anything fancy, like a special antenna, some massive filters, a special mount, and all the other fun and games that no doubt will reveal themselves in good time. It also means that, if I got this right, I have the beginnings of the bits needed to get the Pluto SDR to talk to GNU Radio. Why? Because I can. And because Frank asked. Also, yak shaving. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 26th of October, 2025. Today I have the following for you from Keith, VK6PapaTango. He has for you a GME Tango X-Ray 3420CB radio, asking $30. There's also a Revex Whiskey 560 power meter, which covers 1.6 through to 625 megahertz. That's $50. And also is an ICOM IC400 Pro transceiver. $50 for that. And you can contact Keith, VK6PapaTango. His email address is Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel, Papa Echo Tango Echo Romeo, Sierra Oscar November, 962@gmail.com. That's Keith Pedersen, 962@gmail.com. Next item, I have Wandered from Gus. He's looking for a Palstar antenna tuning unit. It's a Palstar type Alpha Tango 1 kilo popper. Must be in good working order and condition. Please let him know if you can have one surplus to your requirement. That's Gus, VK6 Whiskey Bravo. His email address is vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, and his SMS telephone number is 0407030592. I'll say again, SMS to 0407030592. And that, my friends, is all I have for you for today. But if you have anything for next week or would like to get in, please give me a call on my email, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. It's the only address you need, and I'll deal with it as it comes in. And thank you once again for listening. This is Roy, VK6xRayVictor. Cheers. 7-3. A minor error correction to the helpline for today. The RevX Whiskey 560 power meter is 1.6 to 525 megahertz.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.